Some files Westman RCMP dealt with were August 13, an assault was reported that took place in Sioux Valley, Dakota Nation. Police attended and spoke with a possible victim who declined, stating they were confused why police were at their residence. Police ensured the safety of the occupants at the residence and then left. August 14, a female in Melita was threatening to harm herself. RCMP and EMS attended the scene and spoke with the female. She volunteered to go to the hospital and was transported by EMS. RCMP were conducting patrols on Highway 83 north of Melita when police observed a vehicle traveling 133 km per hour in a 100 km per hour zone. Traffic stop was conducted and driver was issued a fine for $482. RCMP received a third-party report that a male and female were chasing another male around Verdun. It was currently occurring and location unknown. Police contacted the possible victim who stated he was following the other vehicle of two people first but then they started to follow him. Police located the suspect vehicle and conducted a traffic stop. Everyone involved had the same story, all parties are known to each other. No criminal offense occurred. RCMP were conducting patrols in Verdun when police observed a vehicle traveling over the posted speed limit. Traffic stop was conducted, queries show the driver had a suspended license. The driver was fined $672 for drive while disqualified and the vehicle was towed and impounded for 30 days for driving while disqualified. August 15. In Sioux Valley, Dakota Nation, First Nation safety officers reported they were detaining an impaired driver. RCMP arrived on scene, the driver was provided an alcohol screening device demand and provided a sample of fail. The driver was arrested and transported to Verdun RCMP detachment where samples of 180% MG and 170% MG, more than twice the legal limit, were produced. The driver was charged for impaired driving over .80 and released with an October court date. RCMP received a call of fraud from someone trying to buy a puppy from Facebook. They had already paid $400, then realized it was a scam when the seller requested more money to complete the deal. RCMP continued to investigate. RCMP were conducting patrols in Verdun and observed a vehicle driving without insurance. A traffic stop was conducted and the driver produced a Class 5 learner's license but did not have a supervisor in the front seat. The driver was fined $672 for drive without liability insurance and $298 for drive without valid class license. The vehicle was towed. Shortly after, while still conducting patrols, police observed a second vehicle driving without insurance. This driver was fined $672 for drive without liability insurance and the vehicle was towed. While patrolling Highway 21, police observed a vehicle traveling 127 km per hour in the 100 zone. The traffic stop resulted in a driver fined $403. RCMP received a call of a fraud in Reston. The caller stated she has been defrauded of $1,392. The investigation continues. August 16, RCMP received a call of a suspicious man sleeping on a neighboring yard, possibly intoxicated. Police attended and located him and instructed him to stay off private yards. Police received a second call about the same male on private yards again. Police attended and arrested him and removed him from the area. He was lodged in cells overnight. As a result, the man, 44, has been charged with mischief, obstruct enjoyment of property. August 17, RCMP received a call of mischief in Reston. The skate park at the RES Center in Reston was graffitied. This is not the first incident of graffiti in Reston. RCMP continue to investigate. August 19, RCMP received a call of an assault in Sioux Valley. A male subject was located, the complainant refused charges. The male subject was arrested on two outstanding warrants and remanded into custody on an August 21 court appearance. RCMP were conducting neighborhood patrols of Verdun when police observed a vehicle with a burnt-out headlight. Police stopped the vehicle and conducted a mandatory alcohol screening demand to ensure sobriety. Driver produced breath samples of warning. The driver was issued a 72-hour driver's license suspension, immediate roadside prohibition which carries a $400 administrative penalty, as well as a 3-day impoundment of the vehicle. RCMP were dispatched to a vehicle versus animal accident. Fire, EMS and police attended. The vehicle had front-end damage and had to be towed. The cow was dead. The driver was not injured.